Good day, my name is Michelle and welcome to Nova's Business Report. I am again fortunate today to have Ray Ohala as my guest from RMB. He's the head of markets. And Ray, we are going to talk about the latest borrowing plan that has been issued, the updated borrowing plan. You have explained to our listeners the last time that they will now issue this on more frequent basis, but not for as long into the future. So maybe take us through. You had some predictions. Did some of those predictions come true?
Good morning, Michelle. Yes, no, 100%. I think it was something that was really, really anticipated. Our anticipation was that we thought that the reason why there might have been a delay is waiting more on the FID announcement. And we thought that there'll probably be a requirement for increased borrowing, and it looks like it did play out. So what we're seeing specifically, which they communicated to the market, was that there was a shift. It wasn't necessarily that they increased the amount of borrowing. However, it's the allocation away from foreign source of funding, more to domestic. So they moved about 7.1 billion of the foreign amount that was actually earmarked for other financing in the foreign bucket to domestic. So that's all going to be issued in our local auction. And we're really going to have one as early as this week where we see an uptick in the offer size to about 3 billion, and it's not a coupon paying month. So there'll be quite a lot of bonds on offer.
Yeah. So take us through, why do you think they did that? What does that indicate in terms of the stance that they have at the moment? And how does that link up with the FID announcement? As you said, you've mentioned that last time. What is the link to that?
Yeah, I think in line with what I was communicated as well, I mean, they see that there's still quite a lot of demand and liquidity in the local market. So it makes sense. And they think that that can be tapped. And I mean, we've known for quite some time that there's been quite a lot of interest in the local bonds. But what has been happening is that they haven't been allocated at those levels. And what we've seen is in strategic allocations, where you've seen the allocations were shifted towards the front end of the curve, and you had under allocations on the tail end, your longer dated instruments. Whereas what you're seeing now in this auction that's coming up, they're actually allocating a lot more on the long end. So this 3 billion uptick, the majority of it is in your long end of your curve and in your linkers. That kind of tells me that they kind of understand that they cannot have this, you know, significantly front heavy maturity profile. And they understand that they will probably have to allocate further down the curve, which makes sense given that the benefits of the possible oil will only be much later on. But what that would most likely translate to is that there'll probably be some upward pressure and spreads on the long end, which I think they might be comfortable with going short.
Okay, because that's always the question, you know, is that locking in at certain rates. So tell me quickly on the linkers. You said that there's quite an uptick on the linkers as well. What does that tell you?
Yeah, so I think something that we've been seeing for quite a short time. I mean, we've seen such massive value in inflation linkers, and you've actually been seeing that happen, or that being filtered through in your primary market, where you see demand has picked up quite a bit. And it makes sense, right? When you're thinking about your inflation linker, on the one side, it, you know, protects your purchasing power because it basically gives you returns that's linked to inflation. And then at the same time, it's also a very strong hedge for the event when they, you know, inflation pressures or pricing pressures really filter through into the market, which we've seen over the last, let's say, 8 months, you know, given the situation in the Middle East. So if you were holding linkers and you saw this uptick in inflation, it made a significant return in terms of holding those instruments. So we think that they probably see this as a huge avenue for where they could get alternative funding. And you've got demand for these instruments as well. So instead of putting everything in your fixed rate bond, it's actually a good diversification play to put some into your linkage, which at this season, the market is actually quite happy to hold. And then maybe a final point on that is that if you really want to get technical with inflation linkers, I think you must remember that there's a 3-month lag in terms of when your inflation uptick actually gets priced into your bond. So the inflation print for April and May have been significantly higher. So actually holding those bonds over this period now is actually a very, very good carry trade. So it might be that they also want investors to take advantage of that.
Yeah. So do you think the shift, okay, so you've now indicated that the shift from the foreign borrowing to local borrowing was because there's still a big demand in the local market. They obviously then, or do you think that there's an opportunity that they might actually tap foreign markets again in the future? And will a foreign market include South Africa or not?
Yeah, so I think that's the interesting one, right? Because I think the way we saw it possibly playing out is that if they were going to stick with the foreign funding, then possibly the main avenue would be to, you know, wait for FID to be announced once FID is announced, see the curve strengthen or rally quite a bit because everyone would be, you know, really keen to see Namibia. And then from there, issue an SA and then potentially issue a Eurobond. It does seem like there is a funding requirement now, and that funding requirement probably needs to be met before the FID announcement is happening. We still believe that is going to be happening in the next few weeks. So it does seem like for now it's going to be local, but we don't think that it completely takes away the opportunity to source funding from SA afterwards. So I still believe that, you know, once FID is announced, I think at least in the medium term, you'll probably first see issuance on the JSE because we do know that the JSE bond just matured last week. So now there's no more ZAR-denominated government bonds. So, I mean, that's something that I think they probably would be looking to tap that, but probably only after you see significant compression in your spreads relative to SA in your NAM curve after FID, and then you'd probably see a JSE listed, and then that will probably be followed by a Eurobond. But again, not in the immediate future. That was probably more medium term. So probably something we'd probably see in 2027.
Okay. And then I am going to quickly sneak in the last question before our time is up. Ray, your prediction for Bank of Namibia on Wednesday in terms of the regional announcement?
So yeah, so I think it's also going to be a very, very interesting one. I think for me, for the longest time, I've always felt that it would probably hold rates. I think similar to what you saw with our neighbors across the board. And I'm not only speaking from a personal perspective. I do think it does make sense. And at the same time, I think it's obviously going to be supporting the economy as they usually communicate by keeping rates flat. And it's more of a wait and see approach as well. So I think we're probably going to see rates flat. But let's see, those are the famous last words.
Right. Thanks very much for being my guest. And I'm definitely going to tap your insights into the future again on the next time. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Really looking forward to it and have an awesome week ahead.